You're listening to an IOE podcast,
powered by UCL Minds.
This is Research for the Real World. Conversations with researchers about the paths they've taken to shape our everyday lives.
I've been trying to think back to when I first understood or even noticed technology really existing. Something that's a fantasy or out of this world. Perhaps for a lot of us, that would be the movie The Matrix with Keanu Reeves.
Have you ever had a dream, Neo, that you were so sure was real? What if you were unable to wake from that dream?
Or maybe it would be Blade Runner.
They slaughtered 20.
A Blade Runner's job is to hunt down replicants, manufactured humans you can't tell from the
technology reality. Felt like something so distant and so far away whilst growing up. In school too, like when we first got smart boards or the forever changing fonts on that Microsoft PowerPoint. What we would see in films, those scary robots, surely couldn't be possible to build. However, now it seems that those risks we used to be unfazed by have now entered into our present.
The man widely seen as the godfather of artificial intelligence has quit his job at Google, warning of the dangers of AI. Dr. Geoffrey Hinton's pioneering research on deep learning and neural networks has paved the way for current AI systems like ChatGPT. But in a lengthy interview with the New York Times, Dr. Hinton said he now regretted his work and is worried that AI technology will flood the internet with misinformation.
A significant turning point, I'd argue, is ChatGPT. A software that summarises and can write pretty precisely. And yet there are still concerns about how it can be used.
Let's return to Capitol Hill, because over the last hour or so, Sam Altman, the CEO and co-founder of OpenAI, has been giving evidence before a congressional committee in Washington. OpenAI is the company, of course, behind the artificial intelligence tool ChatGPT. Well, he's being questioned by US lawmakers about both the huge benefits the technology could bring, also the threat that artificial intelligence could pose for humanity, plus the safeguards that will actually be needed.
Understandably, parents and teachers who didn't grow up with such technologies are concerned about the role of technology in the classroom, or even the rest of the world. But while an AI apocalypse may not be on the horizon, there are plenty of ways technology can be used for good, including in education. Hello, I'm Dr. Laura Eathwaite, and I'm a Senior Research Fellow at the UCL Centre for Education Policy and Equalising Opportunities at IOE, UCL's Faculty of Education and Society. I curated this season because I have long been interested in how technology can be used as an effective tool to help children access the education and learning that they deserve, and ultimately to reach their full potential. In this season of Research for the Real World, we're highlighting IOE research that provides insights on finding ways for technology to play a meaningful role within education. We know that parents, teachers, and students have concerns about the way in which society reacts with technology, but how can we improve our relationship with it? How can we maximise the use of high-quality content? Is there a way we can take advantage of personalised learning? There's also all of that chat about AI. Well, we're going to provide some examples on how this technology improves lives. Joe Nichols spoke to Professor Manolis Mavrikis, who is a professor in artificial intelligence and analytics in education here at the IOE, and he is also editor of the British Journal of Educational Technology.
I avoided using the term artificial intelligence so far in our conversation on purpose. I have a bet with myself to try to avoid within at least 10 minutes to mention, partly because there's so much complexity, misconceptions, and terminological confusion around this that everyone conflates things under AI these days.
So I spoke to Professor Alison Clark Wilson about the intersections between industry and research and how edtech is making big strides in education around the world.
The idea that, you know, the world isn't standing still. What we need to know in any subject is changing all the time. And so we need to be continually thinking about how the technology that's emerging is impacting on, you know, what we think is important to learn in school and beyond.
And Emily McLeod interviewed me, how exciting, about all things educational maths apps and how we can look for high quality learning content.
when it comes to screen time, I think it's really important to try and shift away from the quantity of screen time and focus more on the quality and the quality of the content. What is it that they're actually doing?
I look forward to sharing this important research with you. So get ready for Can You Believe It? Season 20 of Research for the Real World. Search IOE Podcast to make sure you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.
Research for the Real World is produced by IOE Marketing and Communications and IOE Research Development. The theme music was created by Rob Cochran. Tatiana Sotero-Diaz is the series advisor. Amy Leibowitz is the series producer. And Jason Ilagan is the executive producer of the IOE podcast.
Thanks so much for downloading and listening to this IOE podcast.